Hi everyone, this is Beth Schultz. I am Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst with Metrigy. And with me here today is my colleague, Erwin Lazar, who is President and Principal Analyst for Enterprise Communications and Collaboration. We want to welcome you to this episode of Metrisite. So Erwin, this is the time of year where companies are releasing their quarterly earnings, and coming out of the enterprise communications and collaboration or UC sector, we've heard some good news and some bad news. So tell us, what companies are on your radar and why?
Yeah, and before we get started, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on our Metrisite, excited that we launched it, and looking forward to a lot of great conversations as we continue to record these episodes going forward. Obviously this is earnings season. We're seeing a lot of reports that have come out. A number of the ones that I've been looking at or following in the unified communication, collaboration, and customer engagement segments have been Poly, who published earnings, I guess it was about a week ago, with strong overall results. Avaya, who saw a little bit of a miss, I think, for what the street was expecting, but overall growth in their subscription business as they continue through their transformation. We just saw Cisco's earnings come out last night with a little bit of a miss again here on the collaboration side, but overall strong earnings, especially in their optical business. Microsoft earnings were very strong as well. Also saw Amazon, I think, earlier in the year, at least on the AWS side, is something that we pay a lot of attention to. So lots of earnings that have been reflective, I think, of the overall macroeconomic climate that we've seen around the world. So, the three things I would say that jumped out at me were you're seeing the continued transition among some of the older vendors, legacy vendors, toward cloud, toward looking at going to more of a subscription service model. You've seen a lot of impact from supply chain. I think Poly's especially was clear on noting, if not for the supply chain constraints, earnings would have been even better than they were. You're seeing continued growth of Microsoft Teams, which certainly helping Microsoft and impacting, I think, a number of their direct competitors. And then you're seeing just overall trend of workplace change. So, the hybrid workplace is something we've talked about quite a bit in our research, and we are seeing some effort to bring people back to the office in some fashion, more potentially for meetings and the desire to have video conferencing and all of those meeting spaces versus, everybody coming back and working full time at the office again. So I think those are all, at least the companies I've been looking at and the developments. I'd say going forward, the big thing that we're watching is, again, that macroeconomic climate. Inflation has been, rampant here in the U.S. and certainly in other parts of the world. And we're starting to see a lot of activity from central banks to look at raising interest rates and pulling back on pandemic era stimulus that would potentially slow the economy going down. So, the hope, of course, is soft landing and not much of a recession if there is one. But it's definitely going to impact, I think, earnings going forward.
You touched on two things that kind of been central on my mind, and that's the work from home, continued confusion about when people are going to get back into that office. So that whole, are we working hybrid? Are we not working hybrid? What are we doing? And then the supply chain crunch, how is that going to pan out over the longer run? So when you look at, the group of companies that you cover, some seem to be benefiting from those trends, some aren't benefiting from those trends, particularly the hybrid work or the confusion around hybrid work trend. How do you look at that short term, and how do you look at it longer term?
Yeah, so in our research, we've shown that roughly about 20% of companies that we've studied want to bring people back to the office, kind of the way things were before. Majority of your time, if not all of your time, is spent in the office. And I think that's a small percentage. I mean, so, I think going forward, we saw a lot of interest in return to the office back in the fall of last year before Omicron hit, and we saw a lot of companies backing off of that. And now, you know, you could expect that as Omicron seems to be waning in many parts of the world, that there might be more of a return. So, you know, going back to the earnings, a lot of the companies we talked to that are investing in solutions specifically geared at hybrid workers, so better collaborative experiences, more use of video, and so on, and as well as room refreshes and room systems and performance management that allows you to have effective voice video collaboration regardless of where you are. I think specifically with respect to the supply chain issues, what I've heard by and large is there's still a major issue. You know, again, I mentioned some of the vendors that talked about that in some of their earnings calls, but they are getting better. It at least seems to be the consensus with hopefully, you know, by the end of this year, early 23, that we could see some sort of return to normalcy. Again, you know, there's so much volatility and uncertainty. If there's another variant that comes along, if international conflict has certainly been in the news right now, if there's, depending on how quickly central banks move to boost interest rates, we'll all potentially have negative impacts or uncertain impacts, you know, going forward. So it's hard to say. I mean, I think as we started to see a return to the office back last year, there was some hit on some of the stocks that were very much focused, say, on remote meetings and video conferencing, and maybe a little benefit for those that were more in the traditional offices. You know, and again, you would think that that may play itself out again if we do start to see more of a return. But, you know, again, we're not seeing any overwhelming desire by companies to come back to the office. I think it's going to be a hybrid workplace for the foreseeable, if not permanent, future.
Yeah, that seems to be in line with what you can read about all over the place. So you mentioned some of our data. What other data do you have from our buyer side research that sort of aligns with what you've been hearing and seeing in the market? And have you, what about surprises? Anything that really kind of jumps out at you?
That's a good question. I wouldn't say there's any major surprise in what I've heard so far in the earnings space. I think it's more reflective of what we've seen in our research, which, you know, we saw the rise of UCaaS early on in the pandemic, and the data that we published in early 21 showed about half of the companies that we studied were either in the cloud or moving to the cloud for their UC needs. The 28-29% that were still on-prem were staying. I mean, we're largely evaluating or planning to move to cloud at some point as well. So that is reflective, again, if you think, you know, Avaya is a good example, that they've seen strong growth in their subscription business. But for some of those companies that have also sold legacy on-prem platforms, they've had to make, you know, very rapid changes in their mix of offerings to be able to support their customer transition to cloud and remain profitable and take advantage of some of the cloud company valuations that are out there. I would say another area we've seen is the use growth in the desire for high quality video experiences. So personal devices, room systems, you know, I think that was reflective in the earnings that we saw out of Poly as an example. We talked about Microsoft, and we see, you know, 75% of the companies in our last study that were using Microsoft Teams in some fashion, typically for meetings and messaging. So as those companies start to, you know, think about Teams as a telephony platform, still fairly low adoption both in our data and what Microsoft has released, that has created a massive market for, you know, what can companies bring to the table to support Teams as a calling platform. So whether it's integration on the UCaaS side, direct routing, Operator Connect, management migration, session border control services, and so on, you're seeing a number of vendors like, you know, Ribbon and Voss. We've seen announcements in the last few days. A lot of others, I'm sure I'll miss a few that are, you know, that are delivering or enhancing solutions to support that Microsoft world. And then I think lastly, you know, we continue to see strong growth on the CX side, and we continue to see UC vendors either building out their own CX offerings or working with partners to expand and really tackle that desire for digital transformation in the customer experience space. So, you know, that's been, as we're pushing, we're publishing our Metricast research now that our colleague Robin Garris has done. You know, you've seen just massive uptick in the amount of money being spent on customer experience platforms and just a really strong growth market right now.
Yeah, it's exciting to look at the CX numbers. Okay, so we're in the middle of earnings season, right? We're not done yet. You know, what other companies are you waiting on?
I think Zoom will be a big one. I think they report at the end of February, so I believe it's next week. So that's going to be one, you know, to see where they are, both in respect to their own growth as well as any impact from potential return to the office now that the Omicron wave seems to be subsiding, impact of Microsoft and so on. So that's one that we're going to pay a lot of attention to. Beyond that, you know, continue to watch as many vendors in the UC space as we can, you know, but I think that's the one that I think everybody's got their eyes on going forward right now.
Okay. Any last thoughts to leave our audience with, Erwin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a really crazy time right now, coming out of potentially the worst of the pandemic, hopefully, moving into an environment now where you're starting to see potential efforts to slow the global economy. Obviously, I mentioned the geopolitical issues that are out there. If I'm a buyer of technology, try not to pay too much attention to this. The short-term quarterly earnings generally don't affect the buyer side of the market. What you want to look at is overall trajectory, consistency over time, transition of products and services to support some of the trends that we talked about earlier, overall stability of companies that are out there. You'll always continue to see additional acquisitions, mergers. We've certainly seen a lot of those in the last year, but I wouldn't get too caught up in, you know, one poor quarterly earnings report or even one blowout quarterly earnings report.
Fair enough. Well, on that note, listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in. And be sure to check back with us for new episodes. We do have them coming out regularly, and you can find them on Metrigy.com, on our YouTube channel, or on your favorite podcast platform. And if you don't already, let me just say again, please follow us on Metrigy.com, at Metrigy on Twitter, and on our LinkedIn and Facebook groups. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. We'll be right back.